Simen Kof Mem Aleph Dina Kriyas Torah. Tzarech Likros B'Tar Umar. So when you read the Torah, you should stand. Afilu Lismoch Ba'atzma L'Kosa L'Amud Asur. L'Amud Asur. You shouldn't lean on something. Ela Imkein Hubal Basur. So if it's difficult, you can lean a little bit. The general halachic definition of standing is if you take away the shtender, would you still stand? Then you're considered standing. So you really should stand mamish. The Mishmur brings down, it's brought based on a pasuk. Could be it's also didn't cover a tzibur, but you should ideally stand. And if you can't stand, so you lean a little bit. The Mishmur also brings down that if you have to lean for the purpose of reading, namely, let's say you're not that tall, and the sefer is very tall, the sefer is tall, so you have to like lean over to see, so then it's clearly a mutter. A ketevrei shayla is people, I mean, Devery, but I guess we're more sensitive to people special with needs. You know, a person is in a wheelchair, so he's not going to have an aliyah. So it's clear that b'di'eved your yotze, even if it's not only for balkor, it's also for the ola. It used to be that the ola was the balkor, right? Today we split it. But so you know, it's important to be sensitive. And my understanding is that there are people hosting who are mekel. I saw the Pesukei Teshuvah says, yeah, if you're in a wheelchair, you shouldn't get an aliyah. But like, I don't know if that's going to necessarily go over, in our veld. It seems like, especially if it's in covered tzibur, it's a question of could the tzibur be mochel or covered? But here, I think everybody wants this person to have an aliyah. And even if it's based on a pasuk, you have to gauge, like b'di'eved, it's certainly the seder. So the question is, covered abrios and things like that, how that factors in. So I think the minig is, Rebbe Ben Ashtomi in Alon Shvut, the Rimon allows people in wheelchairs to get, and you have to have a system, you have to have a shul that allows that, because there are stairs going up to the bima, it's going to be challenging. So again, it makes sense that this should be a ramp, the chule. So in contrast to the dinim of Brikas Kohanim that we discussed a few months ago, where there you can have sensitivity, at the end of the day, if there's dinamida, it's a din. It's ma'akev. Here, it seems like a din al-chatkila, so therefore there's more room. The Seder. Base. I just finished. V'chein achazin akorah, the balkorah, also tzarek la'amu. Base. Yikru shnayim, lo yikru shnayim. They shouldn't both read. If the ola reads, then the balkorah shouldn't read. La ola korah, u'shleich tzibur shosek. U'shleich tzibur korah, v'ola lo yikru b'kol ram. The opinion that the Ola has to read. If he doesn't read along with the Balkore, it's a bracha levatala. Read along quietly. We mentioned previously that the many achronim argue, and the halacha we assume that it's not a bracha levatala. You can give an aliyah to a person who's not aris, doesn't know how to read. It's also b'di'evid, okay, shomek ona, the Balkore reads, but the machaber doesn't pass in that way. It's interesting, the Chavar says that you shouldn't have two people reading at the same time. Presumably because it's disturbing, the Balkol is reading, and the Ola is also reading out loud. It's Treikali, Lemishtame, it's... But Rav Soloveitchik, actually, his practice was that he would read in an audible. He thought that the halachic definition of reading is that you should be Yashmila Oznov, so when he got an Aliyah, he would read it loud enough that he could hear it. I don't think that's the prevalent practice, but okay. The Rav thought otherwise. In any case, so it's brought down here. It's not the Ramad. There's brackets. If you do on Mashpia, it's not a problem. But the question is, should you do that? So the Rav thought you should. The similar saying is that you shouldn't. You should read along quietly. Not an audible, not loud enough that you should hear. Okay, Gimel. Yesh no hagin lahamid misha makre la'ola mila b'mila. So if the chazin didn't prepare, the balkar didn't prepare, they would have a person on the side, they try reading it to him. This is a very, very slow reading. If you, every word, usually what they do today is there's a guy who knows a little sign language and he shows him the trup. But if you don't know how to read, you have to read word by word. It'll take a long time to do that. Okay, I don't think that's generally done. Dalit. So if the chazen, i.e. the balkare, is getting the aliyah, he should have another person at the amud. He shouldn't be the only person. Torah is given through an intermediary. Who's the intermediary who got the Torah for us? Moshe Rabbeinu. So the understanding here is that you have a balkore or a gabai and a person reading. And the assumption being, I guess it's good for the ego of the gabai. The gabai is like Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's like, you know. And then you have and then you have the Ola is like Moshe, and he's being mashmia the Torah to the tzibur. Okay, so usually you have somebody standing on the side. It's usually a gabai. Again, since we have a gabai, you don't really need the Ola. The Balkari could get the Aliyah because there's always a second person there. You usually have three people there. Usually it's the gabai, the Balkari, and the Ola. Okay. This is Eder. And this idea that it's as if we're getting the Torah is something that the Rav liked to talk about. It's particularly on the Achronim, that every Kriyas Torah is like a virtual Kabbalah Satorah. You have the Seer Sur, you have Kadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah. And that's why the Rav thought there's the idea of standing. Again, the Mikra didn't know to stand. The Balkari has to stand. The Ola has to stand, not the Tzibur. But the Rav thought standing would be like similar to, you know, the experience of Maamid Har Sinai where we stood. Anyway, so it's an interesting idea. Beseder. So there's a specific timing. The Mvarech says the bracha, the Tzibur says Amen, and then the Balkari begins. You shouldn't rush it. We want everybody to hear every word. If the Tzibur is saying Amen and he starts the Kriya, they're not going to hear. So you have to have in sequence. It's actually an interesting Lomdish question. Like if the Tzibur is saying Amen, but they also hear. Can we Yossi Shomei Ka'one? Let's say it's more than a Negev from Megillah. Chazan says the Bracha, Balkari says the Bracha, everybody's saying Amen, and the Balkari starts before they finish Amen. Is that, can you be Yossi Shomei Ka'one if you're still talking? You're hearing the Vayihi, but you're also saying Amen at the same time. So that's an interesting Lamdish question. From the Mishpura, it sounds like you shouldn't do that. You should make sure that the Tzibur finished saying Amen, and only then should you begin, like it says over here in Shulchan Aruch. The Seder. Often, you know, the Balkari says Amen very loudly and very slowly to be like the last one to finish. Amen, you know. So okay. He has to say it connected to the bracha, meaning sometimes, like, you know, the Bal Mitzvah boy will, like, you know, everybody says Amen, and then he finds a place and he says Amen. That, Lachara, is inappropriate. Amen has to be summoned for the bracha. So, yeah, okay, it's an issue with the Bal Mitzvah kids. Still get used to the Seder. Is that right? Okay, wouldn't be surprised. You call him Likros Shnei Achim Zachar Zeh. So you can have two brothers getting aliyahs. Vaven achar av, ve'ein minichin el bishvil ayin hara. So it sounds like halachically, strictly speaking, there's no problem. But al's ayin hara, our minhag is that we shouldn't give two brothers aliyahs. Sometimes you have, you know, yortzites and your family simchas, so it comes up, so you should like skip somebody. Vafilo echar hu hashviv echar amafil yikru shasheni bishmo bishum ayin hara. So that's accepted practice that we're concerned. There's also discussion of a grandparent and a grandfather and a grandchild and the like. That, you know, this family is so front and center, so significant. They're both getting aliyahs, you know. Could be, I don't know how it works.
If they do it back to back, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. Right, but the accepted practice is to avoid this. Some say if he called you up, maybe he could go up, unless it's like two brothers seems to be more problematic. I saw in Nefesh HaRav that the Rav Shechter writes that once he was at Tainus, and the Rav got Levi, the Rav was a Levi, and then he told the Gabbai to give his son-in-law, Rav Lichtenstein, Shlishi. So he learned from that that the Rav wasn't choshesh that a father-in-law and a son-in-law. Okay. Okay. Weiter. Vav ha'ole le migdal ole pesach shehu lo v'derech tzarev mekomo. V'yerim migdal k'derech acher shehu lo v'derech haruka and mekomo. So you have migdal. I don't know if you've ever been to Tzfat. You go into like the big Knesset Ha'ari. There's like a podium in the middle. Like, you walk in. So that's like the Sfarim Shuls have that. So that's what it means by migdal. So when you get you call up for Aliyah, you go petach shulah b'derech tzara. You go quickly. You have an excitement to go to the Torah. The yeirei mi'amigdal b'derech acher shehu lo b'derech aruka ad mekomo. You go back in a more roundabout way because it's hard to leave the Torah. Yeah, they mentioned Lichtenstein, so in the yeshiva, he didn't do this. He didn't want to matriach letzibur. He would go get an aliyah, and he'd right away go back to his place. He wouldn't want to go around because everybody's standing for him. So you have to, you know, have shikol adas in terms of this is like an inyan, but there are other inyanim that you have to, you know. The mishnei drachim shavim olo pesach shu b'derech yamin v'yor pesach shu kenegdo. If they're equal, you can always go with the right. V'liyered ad she'ala kfar haroi likos akrav. The way that it's brought down here is that you would wait until the next person comes. Our minhag is that you wait until after the ole, right? After the next person has an aliyah. Except for the corona times where you just leave right away. Okay. This Seder. Questions, comments? No, Hagba, you can have two brothers. Hagba Glila is not a problem. It's just for aliyahs.
Oh, I read the Ramah here.
What do you mean, the Ramah?
The person who got the previous Aliyah waits until the next person comes before they leave.
Well, we wait more than that. That's what I just said. We wait until the next Aliyah. I got Cohen. I only leave once Levi finishes. The Mishmur brings down that we... that we're choshesh that you're not going to hear. Like if you go back down after he gets, I'm a Kohen, I finished Kohen, Levi caught up. Now he's staying Baruch Hu, so I'm walking down, people are going to say Yeshakayach. So we wait until the Levi finishes, and then we go down. That's our practice. Okay. This is Seder. I'm not sure if it's dafka because of the Torah, the Kavod HaTorah. What other kibbutim are you referring to? What? You know, yeah, if you get psicha, you have to go in the shortest way and then come back the longest way. It's all brought down. So I assume not. I assume that's a din dafka by Aliyah. I'm not sure. Kol Tev, I haven't seen it. I don't think people generally walk backwards. When they finish an aliyah, I don't think that's. I mean, in some Sephardi shuls, it's like that because the bima it's only like entrance. It's like they go in and come back out that same way. But if in a regular Ashkenazi shuls, you just keep on walking. You know, people don't walk backwards. Ches kol teveshi kri uksiv halach l'mashu sinai shiteich teves k'mashihi b'torah v'nikris b'inin achem. So you have a number of examples of kri uksivs in the Torah. So it says one thing and you read another thing. Balkorei who doesn't want to read of Masorah, right? There's a Kri and the Ksiv, right? So the Masorah is the way our Masorah is how to read it, right? Ksiv, it's written one way, but the Kri is how you read it. So our Masorah is based on the Kri. So you have to follow our Masorah. If Rizan doesn't want to follow, he's not right to delay. There's an interesting chakira when you have to read mitoch haksav. So, first of all, just for the record, if you ever lay in, you don't mamish like read and enunciate as you're reading. Everybody's reading is always like a step ahead, you know. So the post can assume that if it's toch de divur, it's fine. You know, again, bar mitzvah voice is a problem. Bar mitzvah voice know it all about pet. They don't even look at the ksav. That's a problem. But if you're normal, if you're a regular bal korei, so you read and you're usually like your eyes are reading the next word when you're enunciating the previous word because you have to keep up a certain pace. So the post can say that's considered kriya because That's not called alpeh because you're reading it. It's talk the Dibur, it's fine. But here, when it comes to these words, there's a kri and there's a ksev. So can you close your eyes when you read? You know, the pasuk says, I don't know, in the tochacha, yishaglena, and we read yishkavena. There's a certain kri and ksev in the Torah. So do you have to read, have your eyes on that word? Like, what's the gather of it? So it's an interesting chakira. Lamaisa, we just read, and as you're reading it, you say it. Okay. This is Seder. You know, there's discussions. Let's say you had like wax, and once upon a time they would have wax because it wasn't always light, and they had light, so they had, you know, a candle, so it was wax on that word in the Torah, on a Kriya Ksiv word. So you're not reading it, so it's there, so is that okay, or do you have to read it? And you have to have a mina of the type of chakira. Okay, interesting Lundish question. He said, why they're there, Bechlal, is also interesting. Meaning, you know, sometimes it's clear. Well, the Torah doesn't want to say it's a very, you know, it's too harsh, Yishkavena. So Yishkavena is a more refined way of talking. So anyway, it's interesting, the whole concept of Kriyoksiv. Vaiter. Kuv Mem Beis. Karav Etah Afilu B'dikduk Os Achas Machsirin Oso. A person makes a mistake in the Kriya, you have to make him go back. So it depends on what type of mistake it is. If it's a mistake that changes the meaning of the word, or if it changes, you know, the significance, so then you have to be chozer. You have to really be a baldiktuk, because it's not always clear, you know, ya'ase and ye'ase, meaning what is changes, what doesn't change. In the Pesach Tshuva, there's a lot of garichos here about the various, and the Mishmur already has discussions about this in Bayin Halacha, what's considered machzirin. Lamaisa, generally we try to have Bali Kriya who are, you know, if you pay them, certainly, and even if you don't pay them, they take what they're doing seriously and they're prepared. Sometimes in situations where it's a small community, they don't have such Bali Kriya. You have to deal with, you know, more b'dievet situations, and then you have to figure out. You have to balance the kavod abrios of, you know, constantly correcting somebody, versus the need to have a proper kriya, and it's not always an easy balance. If you know the halachas well, what's ma'akev, what's ma'akev, then you're only fixed with ma'akev. But all things being equal, even things are ma'akev, it's good that the Baal Kore, you know, takes what he's doing seriously and tries to prepare properly. It says here you don't go back on negina satam. So I think I saw Nefesh HaRav that the Rav was told by his grandfather that you have to go back on the Gidas Atam also. The Rav Chaim was makbid on the Tam. And I don't know, it's hard to know. Anyway, Lamaisa, generally speaking, if you have a good Baal Kore, so you don't have to be maxer so much. The few mistakes he makes, he missed one time in Mikra, he even the Nikur, usually it's not makbid the significance.
Beseder. I remember like Rabinovich came out with Tshuva about 4 or 5 years ago. That's very controversial. Like he was very meek about mistakes people can make.
I saw it in the Halicha Shlomo. There, Shlomo Zalman also had a few klalim. I thought it was a little surprising. He said, "Yeah, you know, there's a question milel milra. Sometimes it changes the meaning. Rachel ba'a, Rachel." Ba'ah, meaning did she come or is she present? Meaning, and he said it's not ma'akev, but also mapik. There's a mapik in the hay, so he thought it's not ma'akev. So again, it seems like the minhag be more makel. Again, I'm not such a baltiktuk to know. But I would have thought those things, some of those things, would be more significant. I was once at Kriya Satara. I think it was maybe Rosh Chodesh or Shiva Tamimim. Is it? Are they all tamimim or just the kvasim are tamimim? Meaning, I think maybe some kriya for sukkahs. Maybe I don't remember where it is. Anyway, so the guy, the Baal Kore, just read it quickly. So shiva tamimim, as opposed to saying shiva and tamimim lachem, that they all have to be tamimim. So somebody in the tzivur made him go back. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's, you know, so pashut. It seems like a pretty makel. But again, I'm not holding enough. Rayman is very familiar with the halacha, so Seder. V'veis. V'yishuv sh'yesham minyan v'in mi yodeh likros b'tara kilchasa b'dikta v'taymi afilo haki yikru b'tara b'vracha kilchasa. So the Mechaber says, if you don't have a Bal Korei, so you do the best. You do the best. Some of the Achorim are bothered by this. Some of the Achorim say, what do you mean? If you don't have Bal Korei, so maybe he's going to mix up the meaning. So why can't you go ahead and say brachos? But the Mechaber paskins that if you don't, have a Bal Korei, you can go ahead with it. Again, the Mishnah brings on the Eitzah, they can have somebody on the side, it's usually what's done, who tries to help out. Usually, even if he's reading the words, he doesn't do it loudly, he doesn't disturb. So therefore, it's not a problem. But again, it's part of the responsibility of the Gabayim, of the Rav, is to make sure there's a proper Bal Korei. And once I was at a fancy hotel for Yontif, my family took me, my family took me to the hotel, and then Amish called Tanu Yom Haza. It was like, and they didn't have a Bal Korei. And I was thinking to myself, these people spent, they had 18 types of meat. They couldn't arrange a Bal Korei for the Kriya. It's like, it's bushadik, you know what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that it's pashat. It's not covered at Torah, it's not covered at Hatzibur. The Seder.
What do you do about like small communities where you don't really have too many people? Like Mashul, I don't know why this is an area, but there's somebody who's like not so prim, who leans mamash every single Shabbos mincha, and he's not a good laner. He didn't have a traditional background,
right.
And like he leans every week, and I like and every week the Gavale like corrects him like a billion times.
It's
like
a sticky issue. It's a very sticky issue because we want to get people involved. But sometimes they don't really know. So the best thing to do is to teach them. That's what you do here in the yeshiva. The right man, gives people a bechina to blain. And if they don't pass, he doesn't just say they don't pass. He said, I'm happy to teach you. So if you have somebody who's like that, who's able to teach, that's great. So I think it's good to encourage people to get a blain. Same time, you have to have a certain standard. Again, Shabbos mincha is not the same as Shabbos morning.
Right.
And the Haftorah also, we generally don't correct the Haftorah. But it's a balance you have to strike. You're 100% right. It's not a pashat reality. But I don't think it's proper just to say that nobody can lay unless you're, Spitz laner. You have to, want to include other people. There are some shuls, but they don't let bar mitzvah boys lay in the whole parsha for this reason. They just, the bar mitzvah boy does maftir. And there's some validity to that. I also think, as a kid who had a hard time laying, expecting the bar mitzvah boy to read the whole parsha isn't really fair. And I was a twin, so I only had half a parsha, and I still had a very hard time. So, the expectations are a little bit high, I think. Yeah.
Let's say you have one person who's laying very slow, but if you have right, versus someone who's laying faster and would make you not crazy enough, but you can mistakes here and there. So how do you like
that? That's an excellent question. I mean, kavadat zibur, tirchat zibur. I think that it really depends also on what the tircha is. Having a proper laning shouldn't be considered a tircha. The fact that one other person can do it faster is, but most, I was recently at an outdoor minyan, because of Corona, there was a fellow there who laned, who apparently was a mitzvah parsha. He laned only Rishon, but it took a long time. I felt it was asked by Ritzvah, basically. Yeah, I think probably only laid that once a year. So it was meaningful for him. So he laid one aliyah, and he calls to a pshara. They didn't let him lay the whole thing. Or I don't know if he wanted to, but there are ways to do psharas, to have, it's a balance. It's a good question.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you're doing like a situation where one person
takes, right. They once had a summer program here that I was involved in, so they were very excited about this. They wanted to split the laning. Here in the yeshiva, we try not to split the laning because the assumption is that the person who lanes the whole parsha is going to do it well. If you lay one aliyah, you'll do it half Friday night. You'll look at it a little bit. I think that's the assumption. I don't know if there's a halach reason or it's just that's the only reason. I don't know. I never asked for Miller. But the minhag here is the only to have. But you can't always do that in the summer program. The kol is not here. There was a summer program and I was involved in it, we split it up. There was no Bal Korei, so we split up the aliyahs. So the Gava was very excited. He gave an aliyah to everybody who got the. He made Kohen got Rishon, and the lady got Shady, and then the rest of the aliyahs he just gave. I don't know. I thought it was a little weird. Like, that was the original Takaz Chazal, but like, that's not our Takaz. We're done with that. So, like, you know, I'm not sure if that's a hiddur. You know, in Sephardi shuls, it's considered a hiddur. In Sephardi shuls, they try to do that. They want the Oled to read, and if not, the Baal Kora reads. But in Ashkenazi shuls, I don't know if that's considered a hiddur. I was even a little gaivadik from. Yeah, I was like, that's a hiddur, or it's like gaivadik. So he thought it was like shtick. He's like, oh, like Koshesh to like, I don't know. It's like, you know, I don't know, Gaivadik, but like, it's just like, it just seemed odd to me. I don't know. But again, Lemaisa, Armina, even Sephardim, give Aliyah to a person who doesn't know how to read, and we assume the Shemekon works. So I don't think it's a, you're right, it is a hinder, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Lemaisa, like I mentioned, it's good to have a Balkore who knows how to read, it's important. And if I already mentioned hotels, so in this hotel, I noticed when they did Hagba that they had replaced the Aliyah, or like the they were trying to call the Sefer Torah. Basically, they had a very old Sefer Torah, which I'm not sure if it was kosher, but the parts that for the Regalim that was very negative were from the new klaf. So basically, they took an old Sefer Torah, which I guess had Cheskos Kasher, so I have to assume, and they didn't. They replaced those, Parshas Moadim and the Parshas, you know, Pinchas and Emor. So I didn't look so carefully at the other Parshas, but I wonder to what extent, you know, they were kosher as well. So again, it's important that their kosher Sefer Torah also in hotels here in Eretz Yisrael, it's more masudr that hotels give like donations. Like they people want to donate Sefer Torah memory of people. So many hotels have Sefer Torah that are donated. If you're running a Pesach program in America, so you have to just manage. So $40,000 for Sefer Torah, it's easier if you can get from an old shul and just replace two pieces of the cloth. But you have to make sure that it's kosher. It's not kosher. The Seder. Okay. Kuf Mem Gimel. In Korim Torah Pachos Me'asara Gedolim B'nei Chorim. So you have to have a minion. This is a general principle in Tvarish Uktusha. We learned in Hilchas Tefillah that if you have started the minion and people left, you can continue. So likewise here, if you started a lay, and it started means that the first bracha was said. The bracha doesn't count. If you said the first Ola starts the bracha, Shabachar Banu, that's called starting, and you can finish the whole Kriya. You can't do the next thing. You can't do mafter. That would be a different inyan. But you can do the whole Kriya as long as at least five remain. If more than five people left, then you can't continue. Of course, there's an isser to leave. Ozvi Hashem Yichl, again, even though it's legitimate for extreme circumstances, but all things are equal, you shouldn't leave. Certainly, if by leaving, you're not going to have 10 people. That's a good question. Is it five or six? Six. I apologize. Thank you for the correction. You need six people. Thank you. Thank you for the correction. Okay. So after you finish, you can say Kaddish, and that's considered part of the same minion, and then you don't do the maftir. So if it's a different maftir, like a different Torah, what you could do is read six aliyahs, and then for the seventh aliyah, it's still considered the same inyan. And then they say kaddish at the end, meaning that's what it says for Shabbos Zachar. So you go on a chaperain, so you read six aliyahs from the parasha, seventh aliyah, because the maftir really could be older for the shvi. Arminag is not to, but really make it, it's the same inyan. And then you don't say the haftarah, people would say without a bracha. You say without a bracha. Okay. The same halacha applies to Haftorah. So the middle of Haftorah, people leave, so you can continue and say the brachas after, so long as there's six people. Beseder, fighter. Yimkasu kol chumash levado afilu b'glilash sefer Torah ein korin bo. You need a complete sefer Torah. Ad shiyu kol chamushim tfurim b'yach. You mean complete sefer Torah that's tied together, sewn together. V'heim ksuvim b'glilash sefer Torah v'al chumashim shalano afilu kol chamishah svarim b'yach ad ein levarech aleim. So even if you would have, chumash that was written on cloth, it was written like a book, it's not a Galila. Sefer Torah has to be a Galila. It's part of the Kleris Kasuf, Kleris Sefer. V'makom she'yesh Sefer ve'in shalich Sefer baki v'negida v'alpeh v'izin ha'oim shalich Sefer korah v'nachumash v'nikud v'ola korah achrav v'na Sefer Torah kasher. Mentioned before, you have a situation where the Sefer Torah and the Baal Korah doesn't know, so somebody reads in a chumash and he whispers in his ear, and that's how you read the Sefer. Again, it's a little hard today. Usually it's not done. Usually they just do a sign language and the like. Okay. Weiter. Vafilo v'kfarim she'inim se'sham sefer Torah kasher inu varchin olav. So you need a kasher sefer Torah. This is Machlokes Rishonim. You need a kasher sefer Torah to do the mitzvah of kriyas Torah. To fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, you have to have a complete sefer Torah. What about kriyas Torah? Can you read the Torah from a pasul Torah? So this is Machlokes Rishonim. And the Mechaber Paskins say you don't read from a pasul sefer Torah l'chatchil. Meaning, if you only have a pasul sefer Torah, you don't read. What do? Take out a chumash, zecher. And you do a zecher, just like if you're reading, if you're dying at home, you're sick. So you read the parsha as a zecher. Again, I'm not sure if it's absolutely absolute chiyuv. It could be the zecher is only when the whole tzibur doesn't have it. If there's a tzibur laying, you just are sick. Maybe it's not an absolute chiyuv. It's a good idea. You can do kapara and shalai mikra that way. So, either way,
you can't use the actual.
You can use the same pasul sefer Torah if you want to for, but you can't say brachos.
Yeah, on a chumash either.
You can't say brachos on a chumash. You can't say brachos on a pasul sefer Torah. You can only say brachos on a kasher sefer Torah. Now, even though we say that lechatchil you shouldn't do it, let's say siftalid in nipsa talos b'sefer b'shasa kriya, a person started laying, they saw there was a mistake. Does he have to start the parsha again? So we all know we don't start the parsha again. Why don't we start the parsha again? Because we're so mech b'di'evid. If you already read from Pasul Sefer Torah, we're so like that a word, it's Chal. So, Im Nimsu, Tos, Sefer Torah, B'Shas Kriya, Motziin Sefer Torah Acheres. Matchilin Mokom, Shinimsu, Tos, Mashlimin, Hakorin, Al Osum, Shakara, Bamute. Vim Nimsu, Tos, B'Emsa, Kriya, Sakora, Gomer, Kriyasu, Sefer Akasha, Mavarach, Lacharia, B'Ino, Chosu, Mavarach, Lefana. So, the Machaber's opinion is that if you found a mistake, you know, after Shlishi, so from Revi on, you read from a kasher sefer. You don't have to go back because what you read, you read. And if it's like Parsha Zohar, so then I would be nervous. I would say, do it again. Let's see if you find a mistake after you finish Parsha Zohar. If you finish Parsha Zohar, you find a mistake, so then you should read again without brachos if it's that same week. If it's a different week, Lachar, you don't have to, we're not going to go back. You know, some people will tell you that on Parsha's Kisisa, you should have Kavana to Yotze when they read that. But Lemaisa again. Let's go slow. There's a mistake. If it's after an aliyah, you take out a new sefer and you go weiter. If you found the mistake in the middle of an aliyah, the old lady notices there's a mistake. He points to the valkori in the middle of aliyah. So what do you do? So according to the machaber, you also close the sefer, take out a new sefer, and you continue. And then he says the bracha at the end. The Rama argues. The Rama says, after the Rama says you say a bracha on the pasul sefer Torah, the bracha la acharev. You're in the middle of aliyah, you found a mistake. You already read three psukim. You're at a place where you can stop. Namely, you're not right before the end of a parasha. So you close the sefer, you say a bracha, and then you take another sefer. That's the pshar of the Rama. Many communities follow the Rama. Sfarim, of course, follow the Mechaber, and likewise, many Hasidim follow the Mechaber as well. They won't say a bracha on the pasul sefer Torah. They'll right away, even if it's a place where they can stop, they don't say bracha l'acharea, they roll the sefer Torah up and they take out a new one. Different minhagim, and there are other minhagim also, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, they're different shittas, there are about four different shittas here, and everybody should follow their minhag. There are a lot of details here. But Shrua points out that if they found a mistake after Shvi, so they don't take another Sefer Torah out. They just read the Haftarah, and they skip Shvi. Because Mikra, they don't need, they skip the Mafter. Meaning, if it's not a week that is a special Mafter, then the Minhag is not to take another Sefer Torah out, just for Mafter, because it's not really a Chiyuv. They already read seven Olim. Seven people already. They already had seven Olim. Likewise, if there's a mistake in the Maftir, so you don't say a bracha at the end, unless it gets a special Maftir, and then you have to take another Sefer Torah, to read. Okay, there are a lot of details here. Like I said, I'm not going to go everything. The Mishnah also discusses what's considered a mistake, and it's not so partial what's a mistake. there's a simanim earlier in your Arachaim, in some Lamed Beis, and later in your Adeya, of what's considered a mistake. Not every mistake, is considered a mistake they have to take a new Sefer Torah for. So, for example, let's say Chaseros and Yaseros. There's an extra Vav. So that's not Ma'akev. We were not Bekim Chaseros and Yaseros. Certain psulim are a problem, others aren't. There's a very nice Sefer called Sefer Torah Shanim Sabatos, which is basically a book of pictures of letters and what makes the letter puzzle, what doesn't. If we have it in the Medrash, it's a very Kedai Sefer to have in every shul, because, unless you're a Baki, you don't know what's Ma'akev. When it's a Shaila, you have to ask a Tinok. When it's for sure puzzle, when it's for sure Kasher. So most people aren't Bekim in Dine Stam. It's a very handy book to have. Again, different shuls have different realities. Sometimes we have a brand new Sefer Torah, went through a computer check, they're never shilas. I davened once in a shul that like every week they were shilas. It depends.
That's what we
sometimes you have a shul, there's one Sefer Torah. So what do you do? You found a mistake. What do you do? So if the Oled didn't say the bracha l'acharei yet, he'll continue to stand there. He'll call up seven people. They'll read without brachas, and he'll save his bracha till then. That was the mamash, the original takana. You mentioned before, with the original takana. That was the original takana. That was the first Kohen said the bracha l'lefaneh, and the achron said the bracha l'achareh. So that's what you do in such a circumstance. That's more rare. The responsibility of the Rav that there should be a kosher Sefer Torah. Sometimes it's a very big expense, and you have lots of other needs. The shul's falling apart. Okay, the shul's falling apart, but you also have to make sure the kosher Sefer Torah. So sometimes today you can borrow a Sefer Torah. The reality is, it's Baruch Hashem, many wealthy Jews who want to donate a Sefer Torah in memory of loved ones, a lot of Sefer Torah aren't being used. So you could get a Sefer Torah on loan. Again, there are insurance issues, but it's something that's worthwhile doing. And like I said, and sometimes in hospitals or in hotels, you have mamish, you puzzle Sefer Torah. It's a terrible thing. And it's a responsibility of people in charge, that they should give a hashkach on the kashrus. And also to make sure there's a kashrus Sefer Torah. That's part of their responsibility. Although they're not always, aware of that. Okay. So again, the Rama writes here, "Mashlim minya sefer Torah cheres." Adam was seen a cheres dafka shenim su toz gomer. Aval mishum chaseres cheres in lahosi shein sefer Torah shalom medutak medyakim kol kach shenomer shacheres yeh yoser kosher. Okay. V'riaz umariel pasku the ein lahavi sefer Torah cheres. Okay. V'chein tarech lechalika. Some say that if you only have fasal Torah, you should say a bracha on it. That's not our practice. If you have a whole chumash, meaning out of the Sefer Torah, Sefer Dvarim is shalim. There was a mistake in Sefer Bamidbar. So you're holding a Sefer Dvarim, there's a chalos to the chumash. I don't know if that's generally done today. Right. So if only one person knows how to read Hebrew, so he can get all the aliyahs. So he says a bracha before, he says a bracha after. It's pretty rare to have a reality where, again, if you're a chaplain in the army and nobody knows how to read, so nobody knows anything about Aliyah. Usually they're transliterated, they can help them. But you're a chaplain in the American army, it could happen. So you get all the Aliyahs. Again, for the Mechaber, they have to know how to read the Psukim along. We hold all. You can just know read the brachas, and then you can get an aliyah. Usually, that's sufficient. Usually, that people can teach them how to read the brachas.
What if they're like a
kohen?
At what time
do they
leave?
Like
at least the chaplain,
let's
say one of the soldiers is a
kohen. So yes, he'll be
Ola's
kohen.
Do you have to ask soldiers to leave or no?
Again, I think our reality is that if the coin is there, there's a coin there, so he could get the brach. He'll teach you how to read the brach. Help him. It's an opportunity. It's, for some people, Yene Aliyah is like a very, again, for everybody should be that. You're coming in contact with Dvar Hashem, so people who aren't from, they have a chance to teach them the brachas, they touch the Sefer Torah. It's an amazing reality, so we should encourage them. Zeder, questions, comments? Weiter. Kuvim Dalim, Dalgim and Novim, Dalgim and Torah, Mi Parsha Zul, Parsha Cheres. We don't want to skip around in the Torah because it's confusing for people. In Navi, you can. Sometimes the Torahs are in different places. In the Torah, we do skip around when it's Minyan Echad, like on the tiniest Tzibur, right? It's always, you know, it takes a second to find. So it's Minyan Echad, it's Mosur. Hanim the Shinyanim, the Chashin and Shemit, Sfabal Das Hashomim, or the Chad Inyan, like Gon Achrimos, Vachba Sosh, Bekoin Kodal, should be Omer Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Kodal would read. You know, skip around in the Torah. Medalkim, who shall yikra al peh? You have to read mitoch aksav. Also, likros shalom min aksav. Filo teva achas. You can't read by heart. Like I said before, this is sometimes an issue for the bar mitzvah boys that they're not even looking. For people who are not bar mitzvah boys, as long as you're reading, that's not called al peh. Even if you're like a word ahead of yourself, because that's just normal kriya halachically speaking. But now we're talking about filo inyani. Who shall yishav bedilu beinian shiyamar atzibur b'shtika. So. In Navi, you're allowed to skip around, but you shouldn't matrich the tzibur. Ani milu b'Navi echad, but b'Navi im dalgin, don't skip between svarim. V'treyas am dalgin b'Navi l'Navi v'ad shelo yidalik b'sof ha'sefer l'tchilasa. So I think maybe haftarah of Shabbos tshuva. I think we skip around. So there are different opinions, you know, skipping around. Maybe within one Navi, you could go backwards. But anyway, the Maisa, we usually follow what it says in the Chumash, and we follow the regular practice. Base. So what does Haftorah mean? Haftorah means like siluk. So the last person who's misalik himself from Tefillah Shachar. Shachar ends after Kriyas Torah. So they would, after reading the regular Haftorah, they would add on for the cover of the Chatzon some psukim in Yeshaya. So it says over here, Nohagim Shabbos Sheish B'Chatzon Lomar Achar Haftorah, so Shavua, Shnayim V'Shlosh Pesukim, Haftorah Sos Tosis. Ukelasha, Ukeshachal Rosh Chodesh B'Yom, B'Shabbos, Yom Aleph, Achar, Shavtirim, Haftorah, B'Shabbos, Omim, Pasuk Rishon, Pasuk Achar, Haftorah, V'Yom Elu Yohonas, and Machar Chodesh. In Limchos B'Yodim. So the minhag go is not to skip, but here they would skip, L'Kavod HaChasson, L'Kavod HaRosh Chodesh, etc. That's interesting. The Mishbura here points out that, you know, this whole discussion is when they would read from a klaf. Today you read from a Tanakh. So you just put a bookmark. There's no, it's not like when you have a scroll, you have to start, you know, rolling and it takes time. Here you just put a bookmark and you can flip around. So this is an example where the halakha changes because the metzias changed. Since the metzias changed, people generally read from a book, you know, that you can easily flip around. You don't have to roll like a scroll. So Mela, there's no issue anymore of you know, tircha, etc., and it's mutter to zeder. In Golin sefer Torah v'tzibur mtei kavod atzibur. V'im ein lahem el sefer Torah echad ein tzuchim likros b'shnei inyanim Golin v'yidcha kavod atzibur. So kavod atzibur is a value, and therefore we take out three sefer Torah. Right? Shabbos Shkalim, we take out three sefer Torah. We don't want to be golel because it's you know, a tircha for the tzibur. But if you only have one Sefer Torah, so then Tirchas Tzibur is a value, but Kriyas Torah is a bigger value. So we're docha the value of Tirchas Tzibur. The Lashon is Yitcha Kavod Tzibur, which is actually interesting. It sounds like Kavod Tzibur is something that Tzibur could be mochel. In this whole discussion with women, can you give women, you know, certain tafkidim? It's not Kavod Tzibur, because the Tzibur is mochel. So sometimes you say, no, it's objective. Here, Dafka, they're saying, they can be mochel. It's Corona time, so there are a lot of small minyanim. So I was at a minyan on Sechbos Torah. The shul has a number of Sefer Torah, but they made many minyanim. So in our minyan, there was one Sefer Torah for Simchas Torah. So what did we do? We rolled it from the end to the beginning, and then, you know, back to Mafter. So it's a bit of a tircha. So the minhag is that, you know, you say a little drasha, have a niggin, try to keep things flowing, you know. So it starts easy to have a niggin. It's a way of stopping different kinds of words to have, you know, have these fillers, which are, you know, substantive. Okay. Weiter. Ein korin la adam echa v'shtei sipetar mishum p'kama. you shouldn't get aliyah from one sefer and then from another, because then it looks like the first sefer Torah was pogam. This idea of having a pogam in the sefer Torah is something that, you know, we're less sensitive to, but it seems like there was a need to be protect the dignity and the cheskas kashrus of the sefer. So like that, excuse me. Wouldn't give the same person aliyah, let's say, for Shvi and for Maftir. We don't just anyway, because we give the aliyahs to different people, but theoretically you could give Maftir and Shvi the same person. But if it's a different sefer, again, Shahu Nire, Shupogim, Mato, Barishim. Valashlosha Gavri, Vishlosha Svarim, can go in Rosh Chodesh, Teve, Shachalis, Shavashim, Pagan. So if you teach different people, it's not a problem. It's not a problem per se having a second sefer. When you finish the Kriya of the Farsha Shavua, put it away, and we take out the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh, that's not called a Pekam, because everybody knows it's because Kavara Tzibur. But have the same person, that would be a problematic. The Seder. Questions, comments? Okay. Let's see if we can do another Simon. Maybe another two. Kuf Mem Hei. There's a tagana of targum that they would read a pasuk and targum it. Nobody does it today except for the Temanim. If you ever read a Temani shul, it takes a long time because they do targum for every single pasuk. This is also an example of a takana that was in Spatel. Why is it in Spatel? Because nobody understands Aramaic anymore. If you don't understand Aramaic, there's no point in doing it. Now, you can ask, if you don't understand Aramaic, so why do you shine Mikra? So, that's a good question. There are some people who actually wish I make Mikra in English for that reason. Pardon? Right, Shai Mikra, that's what I mean. So you're asking, Adi's asking, why don't you have a Targum who stands up there? Suppose we talk about that, and they say that the Targum of Unkelus was given, you know, Baruch HaKodesh, it's a higher level, so that has more significance. We're not going to start making our own Targum, even though, you know, it's funny because by Shai Mikra, Rashi is the equivalent, you know, they can take the place. But for this Takana, we only have, you know, the original practice. The Unkelus, yeah, totally, yeah. Tarjum, they call it. Tarjum, the Gimel is not a Gimel, it's a Jimel, Tarjum. I know a guy who was Taimani, so his Bar Mitzvah, the son read the first six Aliyahs regular. An Israeli boy, but you know the grandfather was coming. So for Shvi to make the grandfather happy, he did it with the Teimani Havara, but they didn't do Targum because that was like too much. They just did, you know, it sounded like wow, every Davav is like mamish, the real deal. It's very hard to learn that, you know. So it's nice to try to preserve the Masorah. Many Ashkenazim here in Eretz Yisrael and Sinati world, they don't preserve, you know, the Masorah of the Saf and the. So I said to him, you know, I say a sof, my kid lays with a tof. You know, it's beautiful they're preserving the Masorah. He was very, like, you know, they're very proud. It's very. It's actually very interesting that the Ashkenazi Havara is very similar to the Temani Havara, meaning the Kamats, the pot, it's similar. I mean, not very similar, but they have a tof and a thof. It's not a sof, it's a thof. And they have the Pasach and the Kamats is also different, as opposed to, let's say, the regular Sephardi. They comment, yeah. Anyway, Ramosha has a tshuva where he speaks about Figdarshning being Gavra Legavra. He was asked by Rav Greenblatt, you know, some rabbis between the Aliyahs, they give like, you know, a little Divrei Torah. I thought it's a nice thing, you know, it gets people interested, so they ask a question, pay attention to the next Aliyah, what's the answer? So Rav Moshe didn't like this. He said, no, we were Mavatal Targum, and we shouldn't make a hefsek between the Aliyahs. You know, I'm not 100% sure, like I didn't really understand so much what the Tainas were. If it gets people involved, like, why is it problematic? I don't know, I have to look at them more, but it's connected to this idea that we don't have Targum anymore, so we shouldn't like make any hefsek. We don't have even the Athena Aliyahs. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
It doesn't seem like
people, I think I've seen it, and I actually think it's very nice. You know,
I think, yeah, a lot of chances do it.
Yeah. You know, you give up prizes to the kids who find the answer in the next Aliyah. Anyway, V'mei chachmei gemara, let's read inside. Hagin talking kidei she'avinu am, ein hakorah rishai likros the Turgaman Yosef Pasuk Echad, you have to do Pasuk Pasuk, so you shouldn't get mixed up. And in Targum Rashi El Targum Ad Sheikh La Pasuk, if you have Torah, it's a certain sequence. In a Korah Rashi Likros Pasuk Acher Ad Sheikh La Targum Piyak Targum, in a Korah Rashi La Hagbia, Kolo Yosef Targum, Lo Targum Yosef Akore, in a Korah Rashi La Sayel Targum, Shol Yomru Targum Kasuk Torah. So a very exact sequence of how things have to be done. Like I said, we don't do it. The Katan Targum Ali De Gadol, but in God covered the Gadol She Targum Ali Katan, if the you shouldn't have a situation where the targum is a gadol and the katan is reading. And then lastly, ha'inna lonagu targum yishum demash toelas b'targum kevin she'ein revinim, there's no toelas, so we don't do it. Like I said, we don't follow that when it comes to Shai Mikra. The minhag is if people do Shai Mikra with targum, it's a little bit sahian to me. If you really don't understand anything you're reading, is it really significant? Maybe it is. Maybe it's like Tarshu B'Ksav. Even though it's really Tarshu B'Peh, but it's a Targum of Tarshu B'Ksav. It's probably better to hither mitzvah to understand what you're reading. Or do it in English, you know. The Seder. This is a short sif. Let's see if we can squeeze it in. Asur latzis laniach sefer Torah k'shu pasuach avalin gavra gavra shapir dami. You shouldn't leave when they're reading the Torah or when it's opened, but you can leave being gavra l'gavra. Again, only if you need to. You know what? I don't think we'll be able to finish. So let's pick up next time, Yisrael Hashem, with this. Beseder.